Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your Make It Rain news update, guys.
Repping the Steelers.
It's week one of the NFL. NFL season is back. NFL 100 opening night. The Packers and Bears, oldest rivalry in NFL, and it's 10-3 Packers. Mm-hmm. It really looked like 1919 out there, guys. Aaron Rodgers went 18 of 30 with only 203 yards and a touchdown. I know it's not that exciting. I'm really got to run through these stats, but hey, there's not much to do. You're making me tired with that.
You could talk about the punters, Alex. You could talk about the punters.
I could talk about the punters. I think there were a total of 17 punts in the game.
17 punts and 20 penalties.
20 penalties. That's right. There were a lot of flags as well. But let's see what we can do in some of these offensive stats. Aaron Rodgers going 18 of 30 with 203 yards and one touchdown. He was sacked 5 times, though. That one touchdown going to Jimmy Graham. The only touchdown of the game, 3 receptions for 30 yards. So that's kind of ironic that Jimmy Graham gets the only touchdown in this one here. And Mitch Trubisky on the other side went 26 of 45, 228 yards and a pick. That pick going to, ironically, Adrian Amos, who spent his first 4 seasons.
I might have been mentioning him over the last 2 months.
Yeah, it's ironic that he picks off Trubisky to ultimately end the game for that one. So it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's also ironic he threw into triple coverage.
Yeah, right. And to Allen Robinson, who was on my team.
That really looked like he was channeling his inner Lamar Jackson. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, it looked like it. So, great way to start the opening night, guys, for the season, right? David Montgomery and Mike Davis only combining for 37 yards on 11 carries, but it's only week one, so they know the rookie will be out there again, David Montgomery. I have him in like 6 teams, so I need him to pick it up. And Allen Robinson, I guess, was your star of the night. 7 receptions for 102 yards. Tariq Cohen added 8 receptions himself.
There were literally times where it looked like the only thing the Bears offense could do was throw a back shoulder, shoulder on the sideline to Allen Robinson.
It was
like
crazy.
That was the only play they had that worked. It worked like 3 times. It's like they should have just kept on calling that all the way down the field.
Yeah, it was crazy. And you saw a little bit of David Montgomery, too, who's missing those tackles. And we started to see a little taste of what he can do. But then they just kind of stopped him. So I guess it might be a thing for saving him for the season, but we'll see what happens. So Packers taking that one 10-3 in opening night. Guys, you mentioned yesterday our 3 picks for week one in the NFL. We're going to keep track of these all season. We're going to see how we're doing.
I believe I'm already, I think I have one in the book already. Is that correct?
I think you do.
You are in fact 1-0. We need 2 more out of you and a survivor pick. And, I got something, Alex, from our man, the Manimal, Chris Bavona. I got some picks from the pit. So, what you got?
All right. So, you do have Bavona's picks, the Bucks -1, Seattle -9.5, and Arizona +2.5.
I do have them, and Seattle is both Bavona and my survivor pick this week, Joe. Give me the Seattle Seahawks with that pressure and Clowney going on Dalton. It's also an interconference team, the home team, Seattle home opener. And as you all know by this point, I think the Bengals are picking in the top 5 of next year's draft.
I think it's pretty safe to say with that one. I mean, A.J. Green's not even going to see the field for the first couple of weeks anyway.
Yeah, so I chalk survivor play in week 1,
like
survive in advance.
That's actually, ironically enough, that's one of my survivor. That's my survivor play as well. Seahawks 9.5 over. Cincinnati. My other three are, Dane, I'm taking your Jets, -2.5 over the Buffalo Bills. I'm also going to go with Atlanta in Minnesota. I know it's pretty crazy. I'm going to go with the underdog here. I just think Matt Ryan, and I know Julio's a little upset with the contract and this and that, but nonetheless, I think Atlanta's very talented, and they might be able to pull this upset here in this one. And my last but not least, guys, I got to do it. Give me the Steelers, the underdogs against the Patriots. Yeah. 5.5 points,
Alex, we really need, because I'm going to make three picks. Joe's going to make three picks. What we really need is not Bavona to have three and you to have three. I think y'all need to collaborate.
Oh, collaboration. I can't be my own person?
Entry, yeah, because, you know, let's have you guys together because, you know, Joe and I are going to beat you this season anyway.
Is that it?
This way, when you lose, Fasano, you can split it three ways among the guys. You don't have to come up with it. We're just trying to save you cash. That's all.
You know, that was Venmo Brian's pick. You know, that sort of thing. I need to collaborate. To try to step up to Joe and I, but Joe is certainly 1-0 already. That first half under, cha-ching, brother man. It played out exactly like we said.
Oh, so you don't believe in the pit is what you're saying. You don't think the three of us.
You know, nobody really needs all of your picks. You got me and Joe.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
I mean, love that.
Game unwieldy. You know, I only got columns in the little chart on my Google Doc. Unless you want to track it all, Alex.
I might be.
If you want to track it, it's all love.
I'll be willing to track it. We'll talk after the show. We'll see what's good. But I might be willing to track it all.
But you're adding more work. I got to reformat the damn chart on my Google Doc. I don't want to do that.
Right,
I just highlighted it already in green. You know, I got a lot of work here to do administratively when I'm still trying to bring the heat.
Fair enough. So then I'll give you one of Brian's picks, and that is the under in the Jacksonville-Kansas City game, 51.5. So he's going to take the under in that one. So that's Venmo Brian's pick. Guys, we'll run through some college football lines really quickly. Army of Michigan. Michigan, you're 22.5-point favorites. Cincinnati, the Bearcats, taking on Ohio State. Ohio State, you're 16-point favorites. West Virginia, Venmo Brian downstairs. Taking on Missouri, who you're 13.5-point favorites. Texas A&M and Clemson. Clemson, you're 17.5-point favorites. And Buffalo taking on Penn State. Penn State, 30.5-point favorites. Sending it back.
I both like CT and...
There you go. I like it. Sending it back to Dane and Joe, helping you make it rain this Friday morning.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Final hour. Make it rain on this Friday. It is September the 6th, and we are excited, of course. Monster weekend ahead of us. And really, you don't have to wait very much longer. You want some more football? You got it tonight. College football will be on display, and some great opportunities in college football this week to take advantage of some really profitable trends in the sport, especially for week two of the college football season. Monster games too. LSU, Texas. We got Clemson taking on Texas A&M, Michigan Army. We got a lot of very intriguing college matchups we'll dive into this hour. And let us not forget the NFL. We caught a glimpse of caught a glimpse of something that resembled football last night in the NFL. We'll get more of that coming up on Sunday. And some interesting notes we've been telling you about some of these, some of the high profile players, guys like Julio Jones, who, you know, they're laying the foundation of maybe not playing this this week on the road in Minnesota because contract is not done. Also, AP, Adrian Peterson, I told you earlier in the week that Gruden didn't even want him on the team, but unfortunately, the higher ups there. Schneider and company were like, yeah, no, we're going to pay him. So you got to keep him on the team, but looks like he's going to be a healthy scratch, not even going to suit up. So Darius Geis is going to be the guy. Keep an eye on Odell Beckham Jr., who is doing interviews, telling the world how he's not 100%. His hip is a problem. I always thought maybe you don't, you let people know that you're hurting, but apparently Odell Beckham Jr. wants the world to know that, I haven't been practicing. And when I go out there and Baker Mayfield overthrows me four times in the game, yeah, it's because basically my hip is bad and I haven't had a chance to practice with him. Oh, and don't forget, AB. Yeah, Antonio Brown not going to be in a Raiders uniform. Does that really change your opinion on the Raiders, whether it be the season total or this game against Denver? It doesn't to me, Dane. We'll dive into whether or not you think come Monday he'll be on this team or any team for that matter. Plus, we'll break down some of these games, give you our Make It Rain plays. Let's do this on a Friday, guys. Time to get in the grid here. SportsGrid.com. Let's do it.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, you know, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
The morning after.
Drinking beer isn't drinking, and any hardcore alcoholic will tell you that. Drinking beer is like drinking a Coca-Cola or a Sprite. It's like drinking a soda. If you've just drank beer, if somebody asks you, have you been drinking and you've only drank beer, you say no. Have you?
You can line them up, man. You show me a guy on the left that downs a 12-pack of Miller Lite versus the guy on the right who just downed a bottle of Patron, and you tell me who's drinking and who's not.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Sumo TV, channel 719.
All right, here we go. It is Friday, people. It is the day of the week that we have all been looking forward to. Why is that? Wow, we've got a monster week in store. Monster weekend in store, rather. When it comes to things like, I don't know, college football back at it on the gridiron here tonight. Couple of games there. Couple of opportunities, by the way, to cash a few tickets. We'll tell you which way we're leaning there. Also, NFL getting ready for Sunday. But of course, it wouldn't be an NFL discussion if we didn't have an opportunity to weigh in on the soap opera that is the Raiders, and that is also the Antonio Brown of the world. And I think maybe after the news yesterday, break in late afternoon, Dane, about how he got into a fight with Mayock, a verbal altercation, so to speak, and then, you know, threatened to punch him in the face and then punted a ball and was like, all right, fine me for that. This all stemming from the fact that he, without warning, broke the rules, broke contractual rules, by the way, not from the team, but from the NFL, part of the CBA. You just can't go ahead and miss practices like that. And they passed along the fines. And of course, he went ahead and posted it on social media. And as the world turns when it comes to Antonio Brown. So now he finds himself in a situation where he threatens Mike Mayock. Mike Mayock comes out, does this whole nothing to tell you. He's not here. We'll let you know as soon as we have something to say. And the truth is, Dane, whether or not he is back, and he doesn't look like he's going to be back for this game, but whether or not he's actually back with the team or they cut him or they just wipe their hands of him, I don't think it really has anything to do with Mike Mayock or John Gruden. To me, no. It's has he lost the other 52 guys in the locker room who are tired of it all being about Antonio Brown. And those of you that caught Hard Knocks this season, you will have noticed that every time he made it on camera and was at practice, guys, even when he was hanging out with his teammates, he made it all about him. It's me, 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 I. So I do believe early on there was some support because of how good he is, but these are grown-ass men who are putting it on the line each and every day. And to have one guy in the group think he's above it all, and it sounds to me from David Carr, who Derek, you know, his brother is the quarterback. David works for the NFL Network. And he had a couple of interesting things to say as if, yeah, listen, guys, the locker room, they're ready to move on. If that's what it is, if he doesn't end up coming back, apparently the Raider teammates are like, all right, it is what it is. I think they're fed up at this point, but I do think his future with the Raiders doesn't lie with Mayock or Gruden. It lies in the other 52 guys and whether or not they want to tolerate him anymore.
Joe, we got a poll question up this morning, and the poll question is, will Antonio Brown ever play a game for the Raiders? What do you think the split is right now, Joe?
70-30, no.
Close, 60-40, it's 58-42, no. And how crazy is that, Joe? How crazy is that? I think you're right. You know, with great talent, you get a pretty long leash in this sports world, right? But it looks like Antonio Brown has used that leash to hang himself. You know, and here's the thing. I was talking about it last night on Fantasy Freestyle, Joe, and I got people in the chat room, and they say all sorts of things, right? And one guy said, Antonio Brown has never been the same since he took that huge hit in 2016 with Montez the Bengals, perfect. Right? Yep. And there you go. And let's bring it full circle, because the reports that I saw, Joe, was that it was Vontaze Burfict playing peacemaker between Antonio Brown and Mike Mayock. That it was Vontaze Burfict, of all people, that was like, nah, 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 chill, and trying to break these guys up. How crazy is that, Joe? What are we now going to get advice from Richie Incognito about how to not bully people? Are you kidding me? This is ridiculous, Joe. And I'm going to tell you something. There is a reason, Joe, that the price for Antonio Brown was a third and a fifth round pick. A lot of other teams in the NFL were like, you know what? We don't need that. We don't need to be in the situation that the Raiders are in right now that you're talking about, Joe, with the rest of the team, the distractions. Mm-hmm. You saw it in Hard Knocks. This was the only storyline, him and John Gruden knocking on wood for damn sakes, you know? And here's the other thing. And I've said it before, I may be crazy conspiracy theory, Joe, but I, you know, Antonio Brown clearly is a proud, proud man, right? I kind of believe, Joe, and I've said it before, that he deep down knows that his feet are a problem, Joe. I think he knows his feet are a problem, and I think he's doing anything he possibly can to not let the world know that the feet are really a problem, whether it's the helmet, whether it's not reporting. And I think he is almost so self-involved at this point that he would risk, you know, this idea of being an outcast so that it doesn't look like he's not the same player out there. Even in Hard Knocks, we see it. He's like, oh, I ran a few routes and my feet were burning, that sort of stuff. I think that's real. And I think a lot of this for Antonio is not letting the world know that he really messed up and he maybe is compromised with his feet. But I got to tell you, if Vontaze Burfict is playing, you know, peacemaker in all of this, we're in a bad situation. And that dumpster fire is a problem. I am fading the Hard Knocks team. Give me Denver on Monday Night Football.
I think he lost it. I really do. I think he's lost it. And there was an interview last night that really convinced me that
Stacey Dales and Rosenhaus.
he's done, and he's absolutely done. He's completely lost it. He's on the edge, I think, and for whatever the reason, he has just completely lost all control of this situation. And Drew Rosenhaus talking to Mike Florio last night on the sidelines.
There's been a lot of speculation. The reality is that we're still talking through many scenarios. There has yet to be a suspension. Nothing is final yet. I've been in touch with Coach Gruden, Mike Mayock. We're doing our best to work this out, trying to keep this relationship moving in a good direction again. It's ongoing. But nothing has been finalized either way. And from my perspective, I'm trying to get it to work out, Mike.
Yeah, so let me explain something about Drew Rosenhaus, who, you know, is down here in Miami, and he is he's a lot of things. But the one thing he has always been, which is why clients with a questionable past usually love him, he is a staunch defender of his clients. Whether they're right or they are wrong, Drew Rosenhaus will blame and point misdirection and do. He will set fire to the world before he ever admits that his clients might be at fault for anything.
Exhibit A, Terrell Owens.
What you got from him last night, I have never heard that from Drew Rosenhaus ever. You got a guy that he himself sounds like he completely has no control over it. And that's not Drew Rosenhaus. Drew Rosenhaus is a guy that's trying to play peacemaker right now. He is a guy that is trying to duct tape this and let the world know, by the way, didn't blame Mayock, didn't, because the Drew Rosenhaus in the past would have pointed a finger at the Raider organization, Gruden. He would have blamed everybody.
It's their fault. Raiders, Joe. He's got to do business with them still.
It doesn't make a difference. It's Raiders, whether it's Greg Hardy. He's been there in the past where he will deflect and point at everybody else other than his client. He's not doing that here. He is trying to salvage this situation, and he's telling the world he's trying to salvage it because he knows it's past the point of any return. Like, he's lost control of his own client, and he's lost control of anything that happens here. $30 million is at stake. They can cut him tomorrow. He doesn't get a penny of it, neither does Drew Rosenhaus. But at the same time, that's a defeated Drew Rosenhaus, the likes I have never heard before, and I think that's pretty telling with just how far gone Antonio Brown really is.
You know, Joe, on Fantasy Freestyle, I made analogies to other, like, celebrities that go through phases, you know, like Dave Chappelle or Eminem that went through phases in their career. Joe, and what I saw from Drew Rosenhaus yesterday kind of alarmed me because of what you're saying. I agree with you. Joe, at what point do we have to view this differently? And, like, maybe there's something actually wrong. Maybe we got to wrap our arms around Antonio Brown. Maybe I'm not trying to be silly at all, Joe. Maybe there's an actual problem here, and we got to, you know, treat this a little differently. Are we at that point, Joe?
A little more compassion, maybe, because I agree with you. I think there's more to this story, and it's not just being a diva. There could be something really wrong with him. Yep. More on that coming up here. Make it rain.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com. /hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build the optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Game time decisions.
A lot of these old dudes don't seem to understand the concept that when I'm talking and I have a headset on, that I'm on the air. So a lot of people, they talk to me while I'm talking. Like, they'll come over now, but then they get mad. And then, like, I hear them smack talking me.
Yeah, that guy is a jerk. He ignores us.
I had a guy in the middle of a segment. He's, like, waving his hands at me like it's a panic. I look over and he's like, do you know what time it is? I'm like, no. And he's like, it's on your computer. Why don't you just tell me? And I'm like, f off. And then the guy, like, starts stalking me. He's hanging around all day, giving me dirty looks. It's a mental institution here.
Weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Sumo TV, channel 719.
So how would you like to become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament? Become family, so to speak, as Sister Sled once said. Well, you can do it this Sunday. You can set your lineups up using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. You can join the countless number of people who have already won thousands of dollars playing DFS using DailyRoto.com. And here's the bottom line. If you are playing daily fantasy sports or plan to this weekend and you are not utilizing DailyRoto.com, guys, you are doing it wrong. Sign up now. Get the NFL annual pass. Get the faster optimizer. Get the smarter DFS projections. And, oh, yeah, get the better results. The promo code is ACTION. Get a 10% discount. That's ACTION for a 10% discount. And keep in mind, guys, that DailyRoto.com, it is where millionaires are made. And welcome in here to Make It Rain on this Friday. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. As we've got plenty of action tonight, of course, 15 Major League Baseball games, 4 college football games, all getting us ready for a monster day, week 2 in college football tomorrow, as well as Sunday. We get to see all our other favorite teams outside of Green Bay and Chicago embarrass themselves offensively. I'm sorry. Get to play games on Sunday. So a couple of things here that we want to go over game-wise with these. And I'll start with college football here, Dane. Something to keep in mind as you guys get ready to dive into this weekend. The public, the one thing we know about the public in college football betting is that they absolutely love to overreact to what they witnessed in week one. The recency bias is huge in college football. Yeah. Reason being is the bigger the game that they just watch, meaning the bigger you get two ranked teams, you get a top 10 team that ends up beating another team. And all of a sudden now that team, no matter what, if it had a number next to it, is the greatest team and ever. They are never going to lose. And the books know this. And this is the biggest part about this is understanding that how value is created is by the books understanding how the public, which a majority of the money is going to come in on, they understand how they're going to react. So the opening lines, they take that into consideration. Mm-hmm. Hence the sharps, so to speak, the professional sports bettors, they know what to look for. And one of the trends.
And you're
that
going
you
to the state of Idaho,
for,
Joe.
Well, I mean, what you need to be looking at here is Any team that lost to a top 10 team last week and week one. And by the way, the bigger the loss, the better. So if you have any one of the top 10 teams that we watched last week, those teams that they beat, okay, what's going to happen is all of those teams are going to be overvalued this week. And the teams that lost to them, especially the ones that got blown out, you're going to get even more value on the losers because people are just going to think, oh, that team sucks. They can't. What are they? They're awful. Right. Nobody's. They're never going to win. Teams like Miami, for instance. Right. You know what? People watch North Carolina and Mac Brown. Mac Brown's back. It's North Carolina. Miami sucked. They got sacked a million times. Lost to Florida. Yeah, there's value there on the University of Miami. How about Duke, who got blown out, right? Duke got blown out there at Alabama. Well, they're taking right. on a North Carolina AT&T, and it's a big number. But, yeah, it's a number they're in all likelihood going to cover because what we've learned since 2005 is that those losing teams against top 10 teams in week one, they ended up going on to not only winning, but covering the following week at close to 56% of the time. And we know at 56% against the spread, Dan, that's a damn profitable number. So you got 10 yeah. teams that lost. You got right. Vanderbilt.
How about BYU?
BYU, you've got. Houston, you've got. You've got Louisville, who lost to Notre Dame. You've got a lot of games on this. Florida Atlantic, who lost to Ohio State. Right. FAU's now getting 10.5 against Central Florida. Why? Like, why is Central Florida, who beat up a high school team and scored 9 million points? Again, this is where the value comes in, is you are going to have games on the board tomorrow where if they had lost to a high-profile team last week, you can count on them having a pretty good chance, Dane, of covering this week. Don't stick a fork in teams because they lost week one. The overreaction, it's a real thing in college football, man.
And that's interesting because when you started talking about this, I went the other way you could view this exact same thing. And I looked tonight, Joe, at Boise mm-hmm. State. What mm-hmm. the public saw was Boise State go into Tallahassee and beat the Seminoles, right? So what mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say, and I want to check this, is, you know, now mm-hmm. Boise State's at home, and they're given 11.5 by what I see. Is that also recency in the public being like, uh-oh, Boise State is really good? Are they that good, or do they regress to the mean in the other direction? I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. The people that lost the top 10 teams, you know, iron sharpens iron. They'll be better out there next time. And, you know, the perception. Sure. But what about the other way? Like the public thinks that Boise State is world beaters right now. You know,
yep, yep.
Are they really?
We got the numbers on that too. Yeah, it's a great Dane. It's exactly why Dane is on top of these kinds of things when he notices this, very observant. Because, yeah, what about those top 25 teams? Let me tell you, the top 25 ranked teams right now also going to get way overvalued because the public sees a little number next to the team's name, right? There's like, wow, there's a one, there's a two, there's 12. Yeah, what you don't realize is that the only reason we stop at 25, guys, is because there's not enough room to be able to list the top 100. You do realize every team playing in FBS tomorrow has a number associated with them, whether it's 78, 80, but nobody right. wants to see number 15 playing number 75, so they just leave the number off. But psychologically, to the better, to the public better, they're going, well, this team is ranked, so they won last week. And they're ranked playing a non-ranked team? Oh, no, they must be unbelievable. Yeah, no, and that's exactly a great observation by you. There is a ton of games on the card this week that exemplify just because you have a number next to you in the top 25, there's a good chance they're going to be overvalued here, guys, like Boise State tonight. Are they better than Marshall? Yes. Does that mean they're 12, 13 points? But absolutely not. They'll definitely be a fade for me tonight.
That's interesting. And let me ask you something else. First of all, I appreciate you calling me observant, Joe. That's very nice of you to say. But let me ask you something. And I know you probably don't have the stats of this right in front of you, but maybe, and I don't mm-hmm. even know how we would figure it out. But when I used to always like see the polls, like, you know, in the paper and online or whatever, you got the top 25. And then you got that thing of like teams also receiving votes, you know,
yes.
in essence, the teams that are ranked 26 to like 30, there. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They yep. don't get exactly. a little number next to their name. Yep. But by all intents and yep. purposes, they are the same quality as your 23rd ranked team in the country, your 22nd ranked team in the country.
Exactly.
Is it? I would wonder if there is a trend that the teams also receiving votes actually outperform their spreads, right? Because they don't have that exact psychological thing you're talking about, that little number next to them. Meanwhile, they may be like ranked like 27, and how much worse are they than the 24th team in the country? I wonder if there's value betting with the teams that also receive votes.
And there is. I mean, especially early on in the college football season, because of, listen, it's football. People get paid on Friday, guys. They want action. They've been waiting all year for football to come back. They only bet football. So the fact early on in college that they can bet that Friday and Saturday, there's going to be a significant portion of the handle coming in from guys that just bet football that haven't bet all year. You know, that's what they consider to be the public. The public is non-professionals, guys that don't make a living at it, guys that aren't betting large sums of money.
Like the guys in the pit.
Exactly. And you know what they're going to see, and that especially early on, is they're going to see teams like Boise State. Well, damn, they're ranked, right? And they beat, oh my word, they're number 24 in the country, and they beat Florida State. And they're taking on an unranked team in Marshall. Well, yeah, they might not be in the top 25, Marshall, but that doesn't mean they're not a top 100 team, which is essentially what everybody from 26 on is. They're a top 100 team. So there's no real value to it except the fact that the public places a huge value on that little number next to a team in the top 25. And that also means, again, the books know it. So the line in all likelihood is going to be overinflated because they know guys are going to blindly bet Boise State tonight simply because they're ranked. And, oh, yeah, they beat Florida State last week. So they got to beat an unranked team, right, Dane?
Yep, there you go. That is the thinking. I've said it all the time. The spreads are not what the Vegas, you know, cappers think is going to happen. It's what they think needs to generate even money on both sides, including dead public money, right? It don't care if it's dead public money. It's still a liability to the book. So they have to manage it so that they're getting that on both sides. And if you, as a sharp sports investor, know that part of what the books are doing is generating that money, including, you know, big fish dead money, you have the opportunity to go the other way. And with a double digit number here for Marshall, you know, I see backdoor covers. I see them keeping it close. Remember, it is still early in the season. So the turnovers, the flags, all that stuff continues to happen. Give me 12 points with the Thundering Herd.
I am with you, man. I agree. Give me Marshall tonight. And there's the other game, too, Wake Forest versus Rice tonight. I can tell you this, Wake Forest, Rice played Army last week. And, of course, Rice is not a very good football program, although they are getting better. But they weren't necessarily blown out by Army last week. Now, of course, Army is going to Michigan. So a lot of people, maybe Rice is a little bit better than we. And the answer is absolutely not. They are not better. Wake Forest is going to run all over them. These are 19 points. Lay them right now. Lay them out. Lay on top of it. Lay over it. Under. I don't care what it is.
All right.
Wake Forest is blowing out Rice tonight in this game. 8:00, CBS Network. More of our favorite plays.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
Hey guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com. with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Fantasy Football Frenzy.
What is wrong with him? What is he doing? He's ruining his career.
The biggest thing, I guess, is he's listening to the wrong people. Oh, he's not listening to anybody. You knew this was coming after that rambling tweet he sent out. If I pay, everybody pay. What the hell does that mean? So you knew this was coming with Mayock, that he was going to have a blow-up either with him or Gruden or both. Does anybody think that this is done? That there's not going to be any other problems for the next 16 weeks, 17 weeks with Antonio Brown? Good luck.
Watch live weekdays, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on Sumo TV, channel 719.
You know, it's funny, Dane. We say it all the time here on Make It Rain that sports investing, guys, is a market. It is a marketplace. And what we are talking about, especially during football season now, is the opportunity to buy low and sell high, Dane, right? I mean, that's ultimately what we're doing when we're telling you that we know for a fact, history tells us, the trends tell us that the public will always overreact after week one losses by teams who lost to higher ranked teams. We know they'll overreact to, you know, wins in the first week against teams like Boise State, for instance. All we're talking about here, and to understand it, is this is not willy-nilly. This is not a scratch-off ticket. There is actual numbers and math that goes into it and trends that speak. It's all about making smart, educated sports investing decisions to give yourself a chance to profit over the long term. Just like, I don't know, a day trader or anybody on the stock market, Dane. It is no different than that. We are betting numbers. We are not betting. I don't care what the jersey says or where the. It's all about getting the best number. If you get the best number, you put yourself in a position to be able to profit. And over the long haul, Dane, an entire college season, NFL season, that means you're going to profit when it's all said and done. And ultimately, isn't that what we're all looking to do here, my man?
Yeah, absolutely. Boise State is, in essence, the sell high stock, right? They're overinflated by the perception of what they did last week down in Tallahassee. And you mentioned, you know, BYU, Duke. Let's use Duke, for example, right? Duke, you're buying low on. They got dump trucked, but it was by Alabama. So now everyone's like, oh, they're bad. They ain't that bad. You know what I mean? So you could buy low. Absolutely. And that's why I love it, Joe, when you refer to this as sports investing, you talk about it as a market, and you talk about how you need to be disciplined and manage your bankroll. That is the real way to look at it, people. This is an investment, like you always say, Joe. It's just like soybeans.
Yeah, it really is. And keep in mind, too, people who see Boise State over the years, they're one of those group of five teams that every year feels like it's great and gets screwed, right? In the the national championship
ECU
conversation.
In basketball or something.
And then you turn on the TV at 10 o'clock, guys, and you see an entire blue field. The stadium is packed. They're winning games, and you're going, my word, that's got to be a tough place. That's a tough place to play. They got some altitude there. They've got the place that the blue turf is weird for visiting teams. So you look at that, and you go, wow, they've got to have an advantage. Well, keep this in mind. Boise State is 12-20 against the number at home over the last five seasons. They don't cover on that blue turf of theirs, okay? They are not a profitable bet by just going, well, it's Boise State. What a great home field advantage. No, in fact, Dane, over the last 15 years in college football, visiting underdogs are more profitable than home underdogs. Teams that are coming into places like Boise State and Marshall tonight, for instance, being an underdog. They're more profitable. They've been more valuable than the underdog at home who's welcoming in a supposed better team. So, again, the math and the numbers don't lie. Pick your spots, guys, but don't automatically assume, well, it's Boise State. They're good every year. It's a blue turf. It's packed. They've got to be better. You know? They haven't played better because they haven't covered 12 out of the last 32 times. That's not great, Dane.
Yeah, that makes sense. Listen, what we do here, remember, we talk about the numbers and the angles and the narrative. Mm-hmm. And when they all match up, that's when Joe and I click submit on our, you know, on our books, right? So what you're hearing, Joe, is giving you real numbers about how they do not perform. They underperform the line when they are home. And we've also talked about this narrative of recency bias from the public being overvalued from what they did in Florida State last week. So we have kind of all the indicators aligning here to potentially play Marshall plus what looks like a dozen to me.
Yeah, it's about a dozen. And again, tonight, you can start your weekend off being pretty profitable as long as you're not buying the hype and just because, well, they're ranked. They're not ranked. Like, please don't use that stuff in determining what you're going to place your money down on. Please. There's actual data and people on this very network that can help you make the best decisions, putting you in a position to be able to profit, like what we'll do right now as we deliver our Make It Rain plays of the weekend. Now, Dane, we need a survivor pick, right? We need a couple of plays. I gave my play yesterday, the first half under. So what
you already want to know, because you declared that your Thursday night football play was, in fact, one of your official three. So out of you, Joe, I need two plays and a survivor team, and then I'll give mine.
Okay, so I'm going to go survivor team. I'm going to go the Cleveland Browns. I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, I'm going to go Cleveland at home to beat up Tennessee and whatever the hell that quarterback situation is over there. Now, keep in mind, if I'm not mistaken, the survivor pools, you can only play a team once, right?
Yeah, you've now used the Browns.
Great. All right, so I'm going to go with the Browns.
Getting them out of the way.
Hold on. Yeah, my strategy is I'm going to hold on to teams like, you know, the Eagles, some of the better teams.
You got
to
get there first, though.
I like the Browns to be able, they're 5.5-point favorites right now at home over Tennessee. I like them to be able to cover. Like the over in the New York Jets game, which also seems to be coming down. It's 44.5 in some books. I think we're going to see a lot more offense from Sam Darnold and company there than people are giving this credit to be. So while I don't think there's going to be 60 points scored, I do think there's going to be more than 40 points scored between the Bills and the Jets. And finally, I'm going to say defense reigns in the Jacksonville-Kansas City game. I'm going to go under that total of 52.5, depending on where you are. Give me the under in that game. I think Jacksonville at home, Florida, hot, humid, disgusting. Kansas City is going to be good. We know they're going to be good. But they got some athletes on that defense, I think, to minimize the damage. Plus, I'm not convinced that Jacksonville's offense is going to be a well-oiled machine and throw up 30 points. So I'm good with the under in that game, Dane.
All right, fair enough. We align on one of our picks, Joe. I, too, am on the under in Jacksonville. I've been saying it forever. You know, we've seen rust on some teams. I think this Jacksonville defense is good. The kid Josh Allen coming off the edge now. And this is just a big number to me. You know, could the Chiefs win this game 27-20? Sure, but that ain't enough to do it. So I'm with you on the under there in Jacksonville. Give me the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, okay? They're laying, what, like half a point or a point? I don't care. Mm-hmm. I think they're going going to win this game. I actually think that Bruce Arians and Jameis Winston are a very interesting combination. I think their offense will look decent. And, we've talked about it, Joe. We haven't seen a ton out of Jimmy Garoppolo just yet for me to predict they can go travel west to east into Tampa and beat them. So I like Tampa minus one. I also am on Survivor with Seattle, like the guys in the pit. I think non-conference matchup, Seattle at home. I don't like Andy Dalton and the Bengals. I don't even need them to cover, Survivor. I just need them to win outright, Joe. So give me the Seahawks there. And my last pick, I'm going to go Monday Night Football. We have been talking about the dumpster fire that is the Oakland Raiders for the better part of the last couple of weeks because of Hard Knocks and stuff like that, Joe. And honestly, kind of quietly, Vic Fangio over there with Denver, I like Von Miller and Bradley Chubb giving pressure. I like that secondary now having to only cover Tyrell Williams. And I think you're going to be intrigued by Joe Flacco as a game manager with some interesting young weapons. I like Denver to go into the black hole on Monday night and get a win. This line has moved a ton. I think it's literally gone from like Oakland minus two to now Denver minus two, 2.5. As long as it stays under three, I'm okay with it. Give me the Broncos on Monday night, Joe. So I got Bucks, Jags, Chiefs under, and Broncos. You already hit with your first half under last night. You've got the over in Jets Bills at 40.5 and the under in Jacksonville, Kansas City as well. And right now, guys in the pit are going with Tampa, Seattle, and Arizona, but it seems like that wasn't as collaborative, so we'll figure that out as we go along.
A couple of dogs, too, this weekend that I've got my eye on, and dogs make it profitable, guys, instead of betting.
Is it Carolina at home?
Favorites. Keep an eye on not so much Carolina at home because I don't know. Hold off and see what we get from this L.A. team. If this was week six and them traveling across the country like this, I might have a different opinion there. But, again, Cam, to me, is just too big a question mark. What the hell are we going to get from Cam Newton? I mean, really, ultimately, I don't think there's going to be a lot of scoring, I'll tell you that, with those two defenses. But keep your eye with the points. Give me the 7 points the Cowboys again. The Giants are getting against the Cowboys. And give me the 7 points the Dolphins are getting against the Ravens here in South Florida this weekend. There is something, guys, about South Florida. And September, this heat and this humidity don't set well. I know they're tanking, but you know what? You got a crafty vet like Fitzpatrick, who we all know for three games this year is going to look Hall of Fame worthy. Don't be surprised if it happens week one. I don't think they'll win, but I ain't giving Baltimore in this spot is they ain't 7 points better than the Miami Dolphins in 92 degrees with humidity. Not going to happen. So I like the Dolphins getting the points and the Giants as my live dogs this weekend.
Fair enough. I am actually on the Panthers plus the three. I hear what you're saying about Cam, but there's questions about Gurley. There's the Super Bowl hangover also. And Carolina sometimes puts up 40 at home. You know what I mean, Joe? So I hear you on the kind of wait and see aspect of it, but I do like Carolina at home catching three and a half, something like that.
3.5, I think, now. And yeah, on that hook.
There you go. If I could get the hook, I'd be with it. Joe, is 10 too much for this Washington Philly?
I know, dude. Don't get me wrong.
I got the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. I think if Carson Wentz plays 16 games, he could be an MVP candidate, yada, yada, yada. But this is a divisional matchup. That's 10 points is a lot. And the other question I'd ask you, Joe, you just dealt with Dorian earlier part of the week. Is this going to be an issue like in Carolina or in Philly or in New York? What do we think? Like, could the weather be an impact? I know the storm path is not necessarily going to threaten exactly, but do you think this weather, these soggy fields, wind perhaps of like, even if it's 30 miles an hour, you think Dorian's going to impact the NFL this weekend?
I think it's going to have some impact, certainly maybe on fans and field conditions. I can tell you this, Jacksonville had a day off this week that they normally wouldn't have had because of Dorian and the hurricane. So keep that in mind. They lost a day of preparation against Kansas City. But listen, man, I'm with you. 10 points, as much as I like Philadelphia, same situation, guys. Wentz didn't take a snap this preseason. This is going to be his first live action. There's going to be rust. And when you've got rust, I don't care how good your weapons are. You've got an experienced quarterback in Case Keenum. Say what you want about him. This ain't his first rodeo. And he's got an axe to grind. This, to me, this has got a recipe for disaster written all over it. So I think 10 is way too much, man. I'm with you.
Yeah. And remember, AP may be a healthy scratch. Fire up my man, Pork Fried Geis. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know the Eagles front is tough. And don't forget about if this game flow is the way we think, you know, and Washington's going for a backdoor cover. Don't forget about Chris Thompson. Okay. A really, really good pass catching back that Washington utilizes. Yep. If this game script is one where they're throwing and dinking and dunking it down in the second half, I like Chris Thompson a little bit.
Give me your DFS sleeper, man. The one that's going to put guys over the top this weekend in their tournaments.
So there's some incredible value, remember, because these prices come out a long time ago. Jacoby Brissett is at the bargain basement. Austin Eckler is priced as though Melvin Gordon is there. Tyler Boyd is priced as though A.J. Green is there. But I got to tell you something, Joe. What tight end is always hurt? Jordan Reed. Who's always reliable there? Vernon Davis. He's at the exact minimum price point, Joe. Same kind of theory. Dinkin and Duncan. Give me some Vernon Davis at the bargain basement price of $4,000.
There you go. Guys, plenty of information for you to go. Make it rain. Make us proud. Go out there. Cash them tickets this week. We'll be back again Monday, breaking it all down for you. Morning After is next. Best of luck tonight, guys. Crush them bookies. Do it.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Made Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to madesailors.com. That's madesailors.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain. And I don't want this.
Julio Jones is now singing a different tune as well, saying, I don't know if I'll be ready. I don't know if I'll be able to go here against Minnesota on Sunday. I don't have a new contract. So he said that he was at times over the last month. He has mentioned that, you know, listen, I'm going to play, guys, right? I'm definitely going to play. But, man, the last 48 hours, you hear Zeke getting his money and a lot of guys getting paid, and Julio's like, yeah, no. Arthur Blank, I may not play because I don't trust him that much. Certainly worth monitoring as we head into this weekend. I don't know what they're waiting for, but he's changing his tune here, and that's not necessarily great information for Atlanta Falcons fans.
No, absolutely. And what I just mentioned is, like, you know, you also have the example last year of Earl Thomas, right? Mm-hmm. Who decided to, I'm gonna go play, no problem. I'll do it for my brothers out there. Broke his leg. You know what I'm saying? So what happens if, you know, in Minnesota on Sunday, you know, Julio has an Achilles that goes or something like that? You know, I mean, it's possible. And these players, you know, I mean, this is generational wealth we're talking about here, Joe. You know, they've got to take this into consideration. This is their commodity, right? So I kind of understand it, but I do think ultimately Julio will be out there on Sunday.
Yeah, listen, they have been committed, and both sides have been really, really tame about it, and both sides are saying, we know it's going to get done. So obviously, sooner rather than later, I think, makes the most sense here. But keep in mind that this is, he's also letting you know, this is a ticking time bomb here, guys. The more that this continues to linger on where he doesn't get paid, he's 30 years old. He's got five consecutive years of 80 catches and at least 1,400 yards. He's 30. Like, he wants his... pay the man his money. You're going to pay him anyway. Get it out of the way, because before he lays his 30-year-old body on the line one more time, you can trust all you want. If he goes out in game one, Dane, right, and blows his knee out, is he still going to get that contract? You still trust in Arthur Blank then? So, yeah, keep an eye on that.
Joe, when guys hit 30, 31 at the wide receiver position, they fall off a cliff. I'll give you two names. Doug Baldwin is one. He's a pro bowl. He was a pro bowler for years. Fell off a cliff. Not even in the league anymore. I'll give you another one. A.J. Green, going into his 31-year-old season, right? This is an all-pro wide receiver. But in the last 2 years, it's sort of gone down. Now, Julio is amazing, okay? Absolutely amazing. But sometimes these guys fall off a cliff, and it happens real quick. It happened real quick with Peyton Manning even, Joe. I mean, so it can happen, and so he wants to secure the bag when he still can.
Folks, what's going on, Grin?
This is Sports Grid.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.